I had a really scary experience while I was traveling in a Jeep in South America once. We were going up a road that was really narrow. On one side, there was the mountain, and on the other, there was a drop of about 300 meters into a valley below. Anyway, after about half an hour, the driver said the road was too dangerous, and we had to go back down again. I was relieved at first, but then I saw him start to do a U-turn. Can you believe it? Turning around on this narrow road. I was about to get out, but it was too late. At one point, the back wheels were hanging off the edge and the car was balancing in the air. I thought we were going to die, but in the end, he managed to turn the car around and we went back down again.
My scariest experience was when I was in South Africa. One day, while I was surfing, I suddenly got knocked off my board. At first, I thought it was a wave. But then I saw that the board had a bit missing, which was strange. But seconds later, I realized it must have been a shark. There was a rock in the water a couple of meters away, so I swam to that and sat down. And it was then that I saw the shark. It was enormous, around 5 meters long. So there I was on this little rock, about 70 meters from the beach, with the shark swimming around it. I started shouting for help, but there was no one nearby. After a while, though, I noticed that the shark was swimming in a big circle, and it took about a minute to complete it. So I thought, as soon as he goes past me, I'll jump into the water and swim the 70 meters. I'm not brave, but this was a question of life and death. So I just dived into the water and started swimming, using all my strength and kicking my legs as fast as possible. Eventually, I reached the shore and looked back. But I couldn't see the shark anymore.
Probably the most frightening experience I ever had was when I went rock climbing. It was January and really cold. And I was with a friend who's an expert climber. We were on a walking trip in a national park with backpacks, some food, a tent, 2 sleeping bags, a map, and a compass. The rock face was about 30 meters high. My friend climbed it easily without any ropes or equipment, and then told me to come up too. It wasn't very steep, but as it was so cold, some of the rocks were covered in ice. Anyway, I started climbing, then got stuck about 20 meters up, and I couldn't go up or down. And that's when I got really scared. I guess I wouldn't have died if I'd fallen, but it was still pretty scary. Desperate for help, I started calling for my friend. Eventually, he came down a bit and took my hand and pulled me up to the top.